Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a strange year, hasn't it? I'm recording this in 2021, and we're still not at the end of the current worldwide pandemic. People have been searching for comfort in all sorts of places, whether that's in family, in medicine, or in simply having more stuff. Where are Christians meant to find comfort? Well, over the next few weeks, we're going to be playing some sermons I've been giving from the book of Isaiah. This book is foundational to the New Testament, and the New Testament authors seem to say that their message is in line with it. So we're going to see what it says, and we'll see where God calls us to find comfort too.
Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 and 2. Let me read these for us. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. My question this evening for you is, where do you find comfort? Where do you find comfort? See, we're starting this new series this evening in the book of Isaiah. And this evening, we're going to basically have an introduction that's hopefully going to set us up for the rest of this book, and also hopefully set us up to read the Word of God better. Now, I don't know how much you know or you've read Isaiah, but it's a fundamental book for the whole Bible. If you were to look at the footnotes in your Bible or to tally up the amount of quotes in the New Testament, you'd find Isaiah sitting very highly at the top. So one of the aims of this series is to increase our understanding of what Isaiah is doing. And that's going to have a knock-on effect for how we read our Bibles generally. But one oddity, you might think, is that we're starting in Isaiah chapter 40. Usually when you start a series in a book, it's best to start at the beginning. There are things that we'd definitely get more of if we did start back in chapter 1. And I would definitely suggest reading the previous chapters in order to see the arguments. But Isaiah chapter 40 is a good place to start in many ways too. As I said, the New Testament, it uses Isaiah a lot. And in particular, it uses Isaiah chapter 40 to 55. So as we go through this, hopefully you'll recognize a few verses here and there. Things like this: a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Or the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. Or maybe most famously, he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities, the punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Let's return to our question for this evening, shall we? Where do you find comfort? Where is it that you go, like this cat here, to be comforted? Well, it's quite a subjective question, isn't it? It actually depends on what the situation we're in. It depends on what's caused that situation. Those are the things that usually we would say. I find comfort in being with my family. Or I find comfort in being able to do the things I enjoy. And I'm discomforted when I cannot see my family. I'm discomforted when I can't enjoy myself. Yet it's also a large question. I mean, when we really consider where we find our comfort, once we've swept away all the specific situations we find ourselves in, there is actually one ultimate place where we find our comfort. There is that one thing that ultimately, deep down, will bring us total, complete comfort in the lives that we live. You see, Isaiah 40 onwards, it asks that question, and it makes us really think about our answers. Where do you find comfort? Isaiah 40, verse 1. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Well, why does God say this here? That's always a good question to ask of the Bible. Why this here? Well, as I've said, Isaiah 40, it comes at a very specific moment in Isaiah's book. Israel has a number of things that are causing their discomfort at this point. Isaiah's just finished a large section of his prophecy, a large section that has ended with the note of exile. Just flick back a page with me in the Bible to Isaiah 39, verse 5. Isaiah 39, verse 5. It's It's on the screen as well if you need it. Let's look at what causes discomfort here. Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Hear the word of the Lord Almighty. The time will surely come when everything in your palace and all that your predecessors have stored up until this day will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord. And some of your descendants, your own flesh and blood, who will be born to you, will be taken away, and they'll become eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." See, everything in the first half of Isaiah comes down to that moment. Verse 6 there, "The time will surely come when everything in your palace, all that your predecessors have stored up until this day, will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord." See, for Israel, their discomfort is firstly caused by exile. But more than that, secondly, why does Israel need comfort? Well, they need comfort because they struggle with trust. Click back with me another page, Isaiah 36. Isaiah 36. As the invading armies approach Jerusalem, the question is, are they going to trust God's word? Is God trustworthy? Is God really the one who's in charge? Isaiah 36, verse 4. This is what the kind of thing they're being taunted with. The field commander said to them, "Tell Hezekiah, this is what the great king, the king of Assyria, says. On what are you basing this confidence of yours? You say you have counsel and might for war, but you speak only empty words. On whom are you depending that you rebel against me?" So if we were to read the beginning of Isaiah, well, Hezekiah, the king at the time, he looks like he's going to be the savior. He looks actually very much like the promised Messiah that Israel had been looking forward to. And he appeared to very much be trusting God. He said the right things. He did the right things. Hezekiah was a very good king for Israel. And as I said, he was a very messianic looking king, a very Christ-like king. In fact, he was even raised from the dead in Isaiah chapter 38. And he brought all of the nations into Jerusalem in Isaiah 39. But at the pivotal moment, when he showed the world in what he trusted, he showed the world silver, gold, and spices. He showed Israel's treasure house to the world, rather than showing them Israel's God. You see, Israel's discomfort is secondly caused by distrust. Is God the only God? That's the question Isaiah wants to tackle. And thirdly, Israel's discomfort, well, it ultimately comes from their blindness. All the way through Isaiah, right from the start, there's been a problem with the people, a problem that prevents them seeing who God is and what God is doing. Just flick with me to Isaiah chapter 6. This is the last flicking we're going to do, honest. Isaiah chapter 6. See, Isaiah chapter 6 is where Isaiah is given his job. This is his first commissioning. He sees the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe, it fills the temple. And in Isaiah 6, he's given a command. He's given a command to go and speak to the people of Israel. And the message is there in Isaiah 6, verse 9. God said to him, "Go and tell this people, be ever hearing, but never understanding. Be ever seeing, but never perceiving." Do you see that? The people, they are hearing, but there's not understanding. There's a block between their ears and their heads. They're seeing, but they're not perceiving. What enters their eyes, it doesn't go any further. The people are blind. They don't want to see what God is doing. Israel's discomfort, it comes from their blindness. There are three reasons for Israel's discomfort at this time. They're in exile, they don't trust God, and they're blind. So the question that Isaiah 40 wants us to ask is, where is Israel going to find comfort? And Isaiah speaks to us today saying the same thing. Where do we find comfort? Where do you find comfort? See, Isaiah says that those two questions, they have the same answer. And that answer starts to come in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 to 2. "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to her and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Where will Israel, where will we find comfort? Well, we find it in God's words. Just see how that's pointed to here in this passage. There are three times here that Isaiah is using speaking words. Verse one, quite an obvious one, says, "Your God." See, the words that Isaiah has here are God's words. The words he's going to be proclaiming are what God himself says. The one who is in complete control of all time and history is saying, "Comfort, comfort my people." Verse two, "Speak tenderly to Jerusalem." To speak tenderly, it's to speak from the heart, to speak softly, lovingly. The kind of speech that you would use with a child who's woken up in the middle of the night crying. The kind of speech that you use when you come alongside a friend. The kind of speech you use to bring comfort. And verse two again, proclaim to her. Say it just so clearly that they cannot miss it. Isaiah, say to them that their hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she's received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. We've said, haven't we, that Israel's exile is the immediate cause of their discomfort here. And these words from God are to say that those days are over. Comfort is coming. When Isaiah says here that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins, it might cause you to think, well, isn't that a bit unfair? Shouldn't you only be punished once? Well, that's because in Hebrew thinking, to say double is to say corresponding. It's like two sides of a stamp. It's equivalent. One matches the other. One covers the other perfectly. See, it is true comfort that is coming, says Isaiah. So where will Israel find comfort? Well, in the words of God. In the words of God coming through Isaiah. Even in those first two verses, we can start to see where this is going. But we know that exile isn't the only thing that Israel needs solving. There are other issues that need to be addressed. They need to know that God is really in charge, that they can really trust him. And they need to have their eyes opened. They need to have their blindness sorted. That's a good job that Isaiah's not finished yet, isn't it? See, God's comfort is going to continue to come through Isaiah to his people, but we're going to have to see and wait to see how that's going to address the rest of it. But it does mean this evening that we can find true comfort in God's words too. Paul says this, reflecting on the Old Testament. He's very much reflecting on Isaiah, actually. And he says this, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope." The word here, encouragement, is actually the same word as Isaiah's comfort. See, God's word, it still gives us comfort. It still gives us encouragement today. And you see that? It provides hope for our future too. Just like Isaiah's day, there's hope to come. So back to our question. Where do you find comfort? Well, God's word brings comfort. At the end of the day, when all is stripped away, knowing that God is there is a real comfort. And in the daily grind, knowing that God is there is a real comfort. For Israel here in Isaiah, as they look forward to their future, as they hear Isaiah's words as they're in exile, they can know the comfort of God who has not abandoned them. They can know that there's a future still to come. There's still something to hope for. And we too, further on from them, can know that comfort did come to them. But we can look forward, can't we? Like we did this morning. To the day when God will bring us all the way home. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God.
Well, I hope you found some comfort there. Any feedback can be sent to me on podcast@david-couch.com, and I'll see you next time.